As the Democratic primary season winds down, all eyes are on Puerto Rico, which elects its delegates today, and on Montana and South Dakota, which hold their primaries on Tuesday. Weekend Edition Sunday's own blogger, Faye Anderson, will be writing about these events, just as she did yesterday, when she attended the Democratic Party's Rules and Bylaws Committee meeting in Washington. She was on an Amtrak train heading home at the day's end when she found out the committee decided to seat the Florida and Michigan delegates. And she joins us from her home in Brooklyn, where she's gearing up for a breakfast bagel. So what was the mood like inside the Rules Committee meeting?
Inside the committee room, you had the obligatory hisses and boos. But for the 5 hours of the testimony and Q&A, it was fairly muted. But I have to say, the witnesses from both Florida and Michigan, they presented their cases well. Whether you agree with them or not, the states were very well represented. The testimony was very impassioned.
And on our own political blog, Sunday Soapbox, we had postings. For instance, one person said, "I'm sick of what the press and the party officials will do to keep a woman from becoming the nominee of the Democratic Party." Quickly, what were your thoughts about yesterday's decision?
Well, it was clear that they were going to seat the delegations. The issue was how, whether it would be at full strength or at 50%, which, according to one report, that's what their rules require. But I have to tell you, I am, as I think it was Tina Flournoy, one of the committee members, noted that how do you apportion delegates to Obama in Michigan when he was not on the ballot? So they're like divining voter intent and just arbitrarily, willy-nilly giving him 50% of the delegates when he wasn't even on the ballot. And that really is not consistent with count every vote. And one's vote is one's voice.
Well, obviously, there's still a long ways to go in this race. We heard Clinton campaign advisor Harold Ickey saying that they reserve the right to contest this decision further along the road. But citizen journalist and Weekend Edition blogger Faye Anderson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
To read Faye Anderson's blog on our website and find out more about the Democratic race, click on npr.org/Sunday Soapbox.